Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We have set up a Patreon. We have set up a Patreon.
Patreon, however you want to say it.
A Patreon. We have set up a Patreon.
What that does is that just helps us get things like train tickets, petrol for you. And it helps us get to bigger and better guests. We'll be doing cool little things on there, like
nice little giveaways.
Giveaways. You can put in your questions and then we can talk to you. Please go on to
www.patreon.com/overratedeverything.
And we are here, episode number 3 of season 2. It's all happening. We're fully back.
It's come round quick, hasn't it?
We're 3 eps deep. It's come round quick.
3 eps deep.
We're 3 eps deep. We've got an amazing guest this week. Hi, guys. How's everyone out there in the podcast world? How are you doing?
I think you're going too lally, mate.
I think I am.
Yeah, ep 3. By now, you should know. Because you've clicked on the link.
Yeah.
So you know that it's Rebecca Ryan.
Rebecca Ryan, who you...
Which is brilliant.
Yeah.
She's ace.
Lovely girl. I'd never met her before, but you'd done a...
Yeah, we did a little audio book.
Yeah.
Called Blood on Satan's Claw.
Oh, okay.
So we did that together. That's the first time we'd ever met. But obviously I knew who she was, firstly from watching Shameless.
Yeah, yeah.
She played
Debbie Maguire.
Maguire's was next door. It was Debbie Gallagher.
Debbie Gallagher, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, she's brilliant. She started at a very similar age to me, so we've got a lot in common.
You are the same age as well.
She's 27, yeah. So she was launched into the limelight from, obviously, the success of Shameless.
Yeah, yeah, massive success.
And she invited us around to her... beautiful home.
Really nice, wasn't it?
Gorgeous, really gorgeous, nice gorgeous place. House.
Husband to be. Is a pilot, which
yeah,
is cool.
Dan, yeah.
I'd never met a pilot before.
No,
like an actual, like
say,
an airline pilot.
They always he didn't.
Yeah.
But they always say that. How do you know if there's a pilot and a vegan in the room at the same time?
Go on.
Because they'll both fucking tell you.
I thought it was cool though, because I had to apologise to him, obviously not in the podcast, but kind of off mic. I had to apologise. I was like, I'm sorry, am I asking you too many questions now?
I think we asked him more questions than we did Rebecca.
Yeah, maybe we should get him on next time.
Yeah, it's such an interesting job though.
Again,
we're doing it now. This isn't his podcast.
No, should we just make it his? No.
Yeah, no. No.
No, this is Rebecca Ryan's podcast.
Yeah.
Obviously, like you say, Shameless, Waterloo Road.
Waterloo Road.
Now she's doing Casualty.
Yeah.
She's very, very recognizable.
She's very
lady.
Busy, yeah. She's been working very hard. She's been working sort of non-stop very hard from a young age.
She said she was
11 when she first started?
Yeah, which is crazy. She's younger than me.
She's younger
were.
Than I was, yeah.
Which is mad, and we chat a little bit like about that. But the main thing that we chat about in this one is something that's like I love and I'm passionate about, and I
think a lot of people,
yeah,
of our listeners especially,
is music.
Yeah.
And it's obviously his subject is
chart. She thought that chart music was overrated.
Yeah, yeah.
Which to a certain extent, there's the odd good artist
yeah
in charts.
Yeah.
And I mean, a lot of them are good performers and, you know, and they're good at what they're doing. They're in the charts for a reason because they're good at what they're doing.
Yeah.
But, you know, we sort of touched base on that. We thought that there isn't any, I don't know, any passion and any storytellers.
That was important for Rebecca, wasn't it? She likes there is, to hear a story in a song.
Yeah. Like, if you, you know, if you listen to an Oasis song or a Stone Roses, you know, a lot of them have got stories behind them, and the albums take you on a journey where, you know, a lot of them nowadays don't necessarily, and if they do, I don't understand them, which is fine.
Yeah.
You know, the kids buzz off them, which is fine.
And again, we said that, didn't we, in the chat, as you'll hear, like, you know, is it an age thing? We asked that question. Yeah. Is it because we're just a little bit older now and we're just not...
And just refuse to accept change.
Yeah. And the album thing, mate, is like, you know, nowadays people don't make songs for albums because people don't buy albums anymore. No. They just listen to singles. So maybe that's why. But no, it was a nice chat. And
yeah, it was one of my favourites, actually, because it's something that all three of us felt so passionate about.
Yeah, I think I had to... at the end, we had to kind of not go, oh, let's stop this, but it could have gone on for hours. We could have still been there now, I think. Like, when a fiance came downstairs and he said, oh, how did it go? And I was like, the world's now put to right.
Yeah, we sat in the kitchen and put the world bang to right. Yeah. I think a lot of our listeners have probably done that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But no, it was a really nice chat. Like I say, it could have gone on for days. And that's why, you know, they're my favourite ones when it's someone I don't know and then instantly just go, ah, if we met again, we'd have a good chat again.
Yeah.
We'd be mates.
Yeah, she's sound. You know what I mean? She really sound.
She was really nice. And so we've come up with a fun game for you guys to
and
play.
And it's pissed me off massively.
It's really annoyed Tomo and it's made me feel like the coolest guy in the world. So basically, get on us on Twitter... at overratedEveryone. I think it's the same on Instagram, isn't
it? I'm pretty sure it is, yeah. If you just put overrated, we'll come up.
Yeah, so find us
on... the handsomest bastards online.
There you go. Find us on Instagram. Find us on Twitter. On Twitter, we always do a little poll thing and stuff. But this week, we'll do that. But we're also... we're asking you to tell us what was...
The
number one in your country. Because we have a lot of listeners from outside the UK. What was the number one song in your country on the day you were born, basically? Yeah. Tweet us, tell us what yours was. Tomo, tell us what yours was.
Mine.
On what's your birthday?
On the 11th of February.
11th of February, 1990.
Do you want me to tell them or are you going to tell
them?
11th of February. On the 11th of February, 1992, the UK... number one song was a song called Goodnight Girl by Wet.
Great.
Which
song.
I think is shit.
I mean, it's, you know...
yours is cool.
I've never heard of that song, I don't think. I mean, I love Wet, Wet, Wet. They had some banging tunes. Yeah. I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Great song. Mine was...
so much cooler than mine.
On the 24th of July... 1990, it was in the charts for 4 weeks, apparently, was Partners in Crime spelled with a K and then rhyme, see what they've done there, Turtle Power.
I mean...
which was the theme tune to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles film.
Yeah.
Which, that's the fucking coolest.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I've tried to think what mine might have been the theme tune of.
God knows.
Something on... Pornhub or
probably a
maybe.
Love song, isn't it? That one goes. We'll have
Debbie,
to listen to
Debbie
it.
Does Dallas.
Debbie
it?
Does Dallas.
Yeah.
So that was mine. That was yours.
Yeah.
Get us on Twitter at overratedEveryone. I think it's the same on Instagram, but have a look, search us, you'll find us, and let us know what yours was. It can be a fun game. We'll give out not prizes as such, but we'll give out. We'll applaud the people who have the most wankiest.
I'll send you a naked selfie. from behind.
He will. And the people, if you can beat mine in terms of coolness, then
it's going to take some beating.
It's going to take some beating. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, especially in 1990. That's prime.
Is that
that's
when you
prime
were born? 1990.
Yeah. Ah. That's prime though. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like coolness. Yeah. That I reckon. Yeah. Fucking love them.
That's going to take some beating. Certainly is. And again, we just like to thank our Patreon.
Yes, we would.
Donators who help us out, you know, each month by giving us a little bit of, you know, a bit of a kick up the ass as well, because when you guys are donating towards our podcast, we feel like, you know, it gives us more purpose to get off our asses and do it. And we love doing it, but, you know, it can sometimes be difficult financially because, you know, Andy's got a wife and two kids and mouths to feed, one on the way, and I've got Charlotte with her Ted Baker obsession. So, you know, we've kind of got a lot going on. You know, and we've spent a lot of our own money on this podcast, and we will continue to do it. But if you can help us out a little bit, then that is, you know, yeah, that's spot on.
We love doing this podcast, and as we said in previous podcasts, we want to make this our podcast. That's not me and Thomas to Goose, Star of This Is England and other things. Is we want it to be our podcast, as in, yeah, everyone who listens. We're well over like sort of 70,000 total, yeah, listens, yeah, now. So thank you very much. Please continue to tell people about it. And yeah,
and thanks. We leave reviews as well. We leave reviews. And we are starting to read some out to let you guys know what you think may be good.
Yeah.
Also, you know, the constructive criticism that we are getting as well, which we do appreciate and we do need. I think, yeah, anything in anything you do in life, if you're not doing something right, or, you know, if anyone feels like we can improve it, then we will try our hardest to do that.
Yeah, exactly. We're all about constructive criticism in our game. We'll leave that now. So if you do want to listen to a few reviews and stuff, then, yeah, do make sure you join us after this chat with, yeah, Rebecca Ryan. But yeah, we'll
yeah, enjoy episode 3, series 2.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So yeah, we're here in Prestwich, lovely Prestwich, Manchester,
yeah,
again.
Yeah.
And our guest today, our lovely guest, is the lovely, lovely Rebecca.
Yeah, who's, hello, kindly invited us around to a lovely home. It's very nice. How long have you been here now?
Just over a year.
Over a year.
Yeah. It feels like we've just moved in. Like,
it's very, very clean and there's no clutter. And
well,
there's no clutter.
I don't know about that.
Oh, really?
That's if I know people's coming round. I go into, yeah, like,
you've got PlayStation
crazy mode and be like, hide
PlayStation's
everything.
In the fridge and that. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, if you would have come in probably a minute before, Dan had the sofa right up to the TV, playing FIFA.
See, yeah, I love that. I'd have come in that and joined him.
Yeah?
He would have as well.
Yeah, I love it.
It would have been me and you doing a podcast. And then,
yeah,
just
me in the background, you'd hear the, yeah, occasional, fuck!
But no, it is like, I do that. Like, I did it last night. Like, as soon as I knew, like, obviously Tomo was coming round and we recorded I guessed at mine earlier, it was like, right, tidy.
It's ridiculous. Really? Isn't it?
Yeah. My house is a shithole 90% of the time.
I think it's like my mum always used to do it, like when I was a kid, like the house would just be normal, but then
Shane Meadows is coming, tidy
as soon,
up.
Yeah, as soon as any, not even like her friends or someone was coming. She used to have a friend that, and every time she kept coming, mum would do like proper deep clean.
Like a panic
clean. Like, yeah. She mate who's coming, like, calm down.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't do deep, I just like, shove everything into a cupboard. Just like, as long as you don't open that cupboard, everything's fine.
It's like that meme on Facebook that was going around, is it? When you open your cupboard and you're trying to look for a Tupperware lid or something.
All of them fall out. I've got a few cupboards like that. I've got a room like that at the minute. Yeah. I've got a room that
You've got a full room designated.
It's our spare bedroom. Okay. Obviously, it's not going to be spare for much longer, but it's our spare box room. And it's literally, have you ever watched them shows where it's like secret hoarder USA or whatever? That's what my likes, because what we do is we tidy it. I think the last time we probably cleared the room out was probably over a year ago, and we completely tidy it. It's just stuff that's in there. Tidy it, sort it out, whatever. And then like Christmas will come, so we'll put the Christmas presents in there until it's Christmas, and then something else got in. You're like, oh, just put that in there, and then so you get something delivered that don't fit. I'll shove it in there for now. I'll deal with that later. So yeah, it's
have you got a hoarding room? Have you got a room?
We had two.
Two hoarding
rooms.
Yeah, we had two.
Fucking money to burn you, aren't you?
because when we moved in, we just thought, oh, we'll do our bedroom first. We'll do our bedroom, and then we'll do a spare bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone comes round, we'll do that. And then we had two rooms that were just empty.
How many bedrooms is it?
Four.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So you start doing that, and then I always thought, I got this house and I want to do everything straight away. I want to get it all kitted out. And then we just came to a... We got all downstairs pretty much done. Yeah. And then upstairs we were just like, oh, right.
It takes ages.
I'm fed up with it now.
It's been 3 years. We've only just finished our bedroom.
Yeah.
Nearly 4 years.
Yeah.
And we moved in and we was like, We'll do this. I was building a bar at the bottom of the yard. Not done any of that.
Yeah, I did that when I first moved in. I'm going to make a bar.
Yeah, I think that's every man. Every man. Has Dan said that?
No, not yet.
Has he not said yet? It was the first thing when I was looking for a house. I was looking in the garden. I was like,
my cousin done
I could get a bar at the back there. And Charlotte was like, yeah, you could do, yeah. Or you could spend £3,000 on doing something else. That's useful.
Yeah, my brother's doing that. He's just moved in, not too far away from me. And that's all he's at. I'm going to put a bar in the back. He's planned it all out.
Is he going to do it, is he?
That's his plan, he's going to do it. And he's, I'm going to have a bar.
I had a plan, but I was never, it's never happened.
My cousin's fiancé's done it. So when they moved in, they bought their house. And it was like, it's just like a shed, like a wooden shed.
Mm.
And he's converted it into a bar. It's pretty fucking
smart. Dan's mum, she's got a brilliant back garden. She's got like a big hot tub at the back. And it's all, her husband has sort of built a whole...
Like a gazebo.
Wooden, and he's built like a proper.
They've got a name.
They've got this hot tub and they've got like a TV on the wall, so you can just chill. And then they've built a whole bar with the barrels and the pumps and everything. It's just brilliant.
I wish that I had the drive to do that. Now you were saying earlier on about you're learning to drive, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And you were saying, oh, I'm quite lazy in that aspect.
Yes, I am very lazy.
I think the amount of money that I've wasted in my local pub, I could have built my own bar.
Yeah.
But I've never gone, oh, actually, right, I've got £2,000 there, I'm going to do it. That's I've always been a problem. Sayer, not a doer.
That's exactly my problem.
I wish I had that. I wish I had the oomph to actually go, all right, I'm going to do it now.
That's my problem, because I always end up saying, oh my God, I will definitely do it. I'll do it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I will do it tomorrow, 100%. Yeah, yeah. I'll book it in tomorrow. I'll get it started tomorrow. Yeah. And then tomorrow comes. No, I will honestly do it tomorrow. It's like, I am not a gym person.
Yeah, all right.
I don't like to go to the gym.
No.
I don't like to do any form of exercise.
No, not at all.
I hate it. And Dan's quite good. He'll go for a run. He'll keep himself fit. And I always moan to him. I go, oh, right. I really do need to get fit now. Like, I need to start getting healthy. I need to start getting a bit fitter. And he'll go, okay then. Why don't you come now? We'll go for a run.
Yeah, let's go.
And I'll go, I mean, not now.
Oh, I can't do my trainers.
God, I can't do it now. Like, I've got to build up to it. I can't just just do that now.
Charlotte's like that, Matt.
But that's it. Sometimes you've just got to go and just do it.
Exactly. Cause, I know.
Because I'm like that. I put things off, like we're saying, what we're like, I put things off. Like, it's always like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. And then my thing's like, right, okay, it's Thursday. I'll start
Monday.
On Monday.
Yes. Monday. Start
and
Monday.
It's just so yeah. like, just start it then. Start it then. Start
it
on
No, it
Thursday.
Does help though, because I'm like that, because I train a bit, but then if I go off it, I'll go, right, I'll start again on Monday, because I'm out on Friday, and then if I've been out on Friday night, I might, you know, make his breakfast, or, and then a Saturday afternoon, because I've been drinking, I'm not really feeling cooking, and then Sunday's just like a lazy day, isn't it? So then, then Monday I'll do it, and then just ruin it all on the weekend again.
That's it, weekends. Weekends
it's just a vicious circle, isn't it? But exercising is good if you get into it, if you enjoy it.
I think I need someone to kick me up the backside.
Well, you've just been saying that Dan says that to you.
I know.
You need someone.
You've got that. You've got someone kicking you up the ass.
I know.
You need someone who. Cause, no, but it's like that, isn't it? Sometimes, like.
But
you
I think because I know I can get round Dan.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Dan. Yeah. Just stay and watch a film.
Netflix and chill.
Netflix and chill.
You're not going for a run now, are you, Dan?
Get the Haribo out. It's fine. So your subject was. So when I asked you about it, you said you didn't really. You don't really know what was what because you're quite a happy person, and it's again a lot of our guests always stay the same. They're like, well, we don't want to offend anybody, or we don't want to, you know, say some
I
people
tend
say.
To think I am a really positive person. Yeah. I always say if someone says, oh, this is that, and I'm going, yeah, but that's happened or that's done that, but what about this? And
this is good.
I never seem to dwell. Try and find the good in everything, mm-hmm. and trying to be positive about everything, because I think that. Is a really good mindset to have. Because I think if you're negative all the time about something or everything annoys you and everything's negative, I think it can really...
You're going to end up like Carl Pilkington, aren't you?
Yeah, but it can really... I think it can really dampen your mood. It can really...
Yeah, it can really...
put
yeah,
you
I mean,
down
yeah,
a bit because
yeah,
everything's
yeah.
always negative.
And then if you're like that, everyone else around is like that, and it's like... Yeah.
So I think it's good to be positive. Yeah. Spread positive cheer.
Yeah, no, it's nice.
It is. It's good. It's a good thing to have. Like,
I mean, yeah, we're like that.
I've got
like
a million and one things that I think that I, that not that I hate, but I do quite like moaning. I think moaning makes me feel better.
Yeah.
And I think and especially with your subject, which we'll come on to in a sec. Like, the older I get, the more I go, fuck that. Like,
yes.
So your subject, if you want,
you said
to have
a real passion.
Oh,
though.
Mate, yeah,
fuck that.
Because your subject is like. Chat music, yeah?
Yes.
Chat
yeah,
music,
is.
Yeah. And, well, I've got the list here that I've just got up.
Well, there's a few, yeah.
There's a couple of things.
From Mrs. Sunshine over here.
I know, everyone's going to be like, really?
Here's a list.
Yeah.
I'm positive about everything.
Really positive.
No, but they are all good, they are a good subjects. Some that we have touched on in the podcast, but you said alcohol is overrated, which I do agree. So we'll say it next time.
Yeah.
I nail it. But everything's overrated.
After I'm 27 years old and I've only just found a drink that I kind of like, an alcoholic drink that I don't mind drinking.
What is it?
Pink gin and lemonade.
Yes! Look, have you tried like the rhubarb gin and shit?
Yeah, a flavoured gin and lemonade.
Oh,
I love.
Yeah. With some ice and some fruit in the glass.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't like the taste of alcohol. It doesn't really do anything for me. I don't like the effects it gives me.
Oh, really? Have you never really been a drinker?
Never been a drinker. Like, I could happily go out, have a great night, dance all night.
Without it?
I'm so jealous.
That's a good thing.
I'm so jealous.
I don't even like the feeling it gives me. I just feel like I don't need it. Until I've tried, like, the flavoured gins and lemonade.
And then you're like, oh, well.
And now you've been
and
pulled
now
in.
I'm like... Oh, I quite like this. Because I always think it's nice to go, like when everyone's out and everyone's having a drink, and I always think, oh, I should
so
have a drink.
So what do you normally, oh, just have Diet Coke or...
Yeah, or just like a lemonade or...
Yeah.
It just really doesn't bother me. But then sometimes I think, oh, if everyone's like having a glass of wine or toasting, and I'm just like, I don't really like it, but... They feel like I should.
So you can drink wine, can you?
Oh, no.
I was going to say, because wine, I think, is like a proper acquired taste.
Yeah.
I love wine.
I can't drink it.
No,
I can't drink it.
I don't like wine, champagne, beer, most spirits, it just doesn't do anything for me.
I have one flute of champagne and it goes straight to my head.
Yeah,
I think the thing is as well is like different kind of beers give you a different kind of drunk as well.
Yeah.
Like I like gin. But, like, I've found out, like, gin's not a great drunk for me.
Yeah.
Like, it makes me a bit, like, a bit mopey. Champagne and wine is, like, a really, like, smiley kind of like really, like you just look really mischievous. Yeah. Just like get like a weird grin. When you drink, especially champagne. Champagne gives you a proper like smiley drunk.
Yeah.
Beer can go either way. I can drink beer and be fine. I can drink beer.
I'm
a
lazy
not remember.
when I'm beer drunk. I'm what a kebab or a gram.
Yeah.
Whereas
I'm on
vodka, I'm like, fuck the world.
Yeah, but it's what do you mix your vodka with? Red Bull, isn't it?
No, lemonade.
Ah, oh, right, fair do.
No. But yeah. Or gin is like I'm a happy gin drunk. I think gin, yeah. Mm. I do like gin.
Yeah, see, gin, I find I'm okay on gin.
Have you started drinking it at home yet?
No, only if we have like a gathering then I will, but no, I won't. Yeah.
That's one thing I've never
drink at
home.
As much of a kind of like not a drinker I am, but I drink frequently enough. Like I'd never overget it.
I think I'm
I've done it a few times.
I think I binge drink.
Yeah.
On the weekend and nail it.
I think
even
when me and Dad go on holiday, like I would never think and just sit there and have a drink.
No,
like
oh,
it
no.
just
oh,
doesn't
I love that.
I feel like if I'm out I'll have a drink and maybe, but I don't know, and Dan will probably like me to be a bit more, let's have a drink, and
Does Dan have a drink on holiday?
Not massively. I think he's more of a binge drinker as well.
Yeah,
he will drink when he's out, or if he's going to the pub with his friends or whatever, he'll have a drink.
There's no better than a Super Sunday and a pint of
Heineken. Like if he's going to the football or whatever, he'll have a drink, but he doesn't really, he's not like a massive drinker.
Yeah.
And he's not really bothered about going out and having a drink. I think he thinks sometimes, it'd be nice to go and have a glass of wine together and do that.
That's,
but
it's like date night, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's how you get two spare rooms to put it in. Just don't drink. And the money you'd save.
But that wasn't the subject that you chose, was it?
No.
The subject that you chose was...
Chart music.
Chart music.
Yes.
Some of these, like, the good thing about this is, like, some we just like, okay, that's a random one. But then sometimes we get subjects and we're like,
talk to us about chart music. What?
I don't feel like now we get proper artists anymore that you would listen to a whole album. Not across the board. I mean, there are a few.
There's exceptions.
There is exceptions, absolutely. But I don't feel like you get a proper artist. Like, you can listen to an album back to front and you can hear the artistry and you can, you know, every song is amazing. I think now a lot of it is, like, a bit faddy.
Yeah.
It all kinds of sounds the same. Yeah. And it just...
Poppy,
you know? Yeah, and it kind of baffles me and I just don't understand it.
Go on.
I was just saying, it's a massive part of a night out, I think, for music for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'd much rather go to Reflex or a Flairs that do 80s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
So you've got Queen, ABBA,
yeah,
all that sort of stuff. That sort of music makes me go, oh, here we go, I can have a bit of a dance to this.
Yeah.
Whereas if I hear, sort of, no disrespect to your James Arthur and people like that, you know, he's a nice bloke, but, you know, his music's just not for me.
Yeah.
It's not for me. Little Mix the same. You know, they've got the odd sort of...
They have a few catchy tunes,
on the radio,
and,
that when it's playing, I will go, oh, actually, I do quite like this. But it's not the kind of music that I can go out...
I wouldn't go out, I wouldn't join in, on a night out.
See, I love music. Like, music, I would listen to music day and night. My Spotify permanently is
Dan's Spotify.
we
had a discussion saying about how Dan's got about... How many people did he say? About 10 people on his Spotify, isn't it?
Yeah, everyone does like to hop on his
Spotify. Everyone does,
but it's on... From the first thing I wake up in the morning, I'll get my phone and I'll put Spotify on.
Yeah.
And I'll listen to music just all throughout the day. I love music.
What do you listen to? If it's not the charts,
what are you listening to?
I love country music.
Is that your
really?
Phone?
Yeah.
Let's have a look on your Spotify.
On your
recent searches.
Oh God, here we go. This might be very embarrassing.
Yeah, give us the top, give us your top five recent
searches. I'll give mine, you do yours as
bearing in mind... I have just watched Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay,
I'm just going to put that out there.
Queen would be on the top of mine anyway, I reckon.
Okay.
What have you got?
Right, so
what do we look at?
So, if you go on your search
button... Just press the search button at the bottom, look.
Oh, God.
And then press it.
Mine's terrible.
And then what's the top five?
Okay. Right, okay, well... My top five is... Maroon 5.
Yeah, that's quite.
Because I was on the train the other day and I don't know why it came to my head. They must have come on the radio and I thought, their first album was amazing. I forgot how good it was, so I put it on just to reminisce.
Yeah, yeah.
My second one is Hamilton, the musical.
The American musical thing.
And then A Star Is Born.
Oh, I love that film, though. And that, the soundtrack is amazing. Brilliant. Yeah.
And then it's... these are really... I've got random ones at the minute. And then the next one is Smash. Did you ever watch Smash?
No.
So it was a programme. It's an American series. And it's basically about them putting on a Broadway show.
Mm.
About Marilyn Monroe.
Okay.
But it's absolutely fabulous. Deborah Messing's in it from Will and Grace.
Okay, yeah.
She's in it. Mm. Catherine McPhee. And it's absolutely, it's just brilliant. And it's just really, the songs are really good.
Just like upbeat sort of like.
Yeah, the songs are really good, but it's a really good story. So even if you're not into musicals or even if you're not into showy stuff, it's really interesting to see. Especially if you're people like us, because we're in the industry, to see how they go from the writers thinking about the idea to coming up with a song, to getting actors in to do it, to then thinking, oh, right, we're going to put a production on.
So this is a film, is it?
It's a series. Yeah, it's a series. And it's basically they're just putting together this musical. And the main thing is about these two girls, really, who are going for the main parts of the musical. And the whole process of the rehearsals and getting it on.
That's good then.
So it's really good, and the songs are really brilliant.
Yeah.
So that's four. What's number five? I think that was four anyway.
Was it four?
Yeah.
That's all that's coming up on mine.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. That's fine. Go on, Tom. What's your
five? I've got a bit of explaining to do.
Same here. I'm really disappointed in mine. So I
do a lot of work in the community with young kids.
Okay.
And they connected my phone up to the Bluetooth in the car.
So all yours is charged.
No.
I like your excuse already.
So the top one, in their defence, they started playing Beyonce.
Okay.
But then driving down to Manchester this afternoon, I was listening to it on my own. But I do like Beyonce. My brother, Matthew, loves her. So that's one.
Okay.
And then I've got Run by Rag & Bone Man and Bugsy Malone. I can't explain that one.
I think I know.
And then I've got a podcast, which is Shagged, Married, Avoid, which is Chris Ramsey and Rosie Ramsey. They've got a new podcast.
They're married.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then I get the Two Shot podcasts up there, and Dizzy Rascal.
Okay.
So that's my top ones.
Yeah, mine. So
Sweet Home Alabama's on there as well.
I was cleaning up yesterday, doing a big, like I say, because I knew Tomo was coming around, like I said at the top. And so me and my missus, all we listen to is stuff from our youth.
Yeah.
So we don't listen to sharp music, like this is what I was going to say. So when we were tidying up yesterday, so I had the Kooks on. That was the last thing I listened to. That was
Kooks are good.
That's when I had a shower. Classic. So I had, was it Upside Dins, whatever the album's called. The Killers is there, but that's because I typed in the
That's
because
they're the Killers, mate.
No. I typed in the and then K and then just clicked it. So I didn't listen to the Killers.
You don't need to justify. Do you like the Killers?
Not massively.
Do you like the Killers?
That's not chart music.
There's like
one
song in there. There's like one or two songs.
They've got loads. I've seen them at V. They're good.
So forget the Killers. Number one's the Kooks. Number two is just called Cheesy Hits. So it had classic, like some absolute gold on there, like S Club and all that. Number three is Afternoon Delight. Because me and my missus were alone at home, and I was like trying. I was like, I'll put a bit of Afternoon Delight on, like dicking about,
trying to get some loving on.
Tom Jones is the one. Hold her tight.
Let's get Tom Jones on.
Cheesy pop, and then Lucky Britney Spears.
Trying to get lucky.
No. That one was because it was just in my literally random songs just pop into my head, and like yesterday I was cleaning up, and I was just like, she's unlucky, and I don't know why. My missus was like, why are you singing
which
that?
Song it is?
She's a star, but she's mine. Right, I'm not doing anymore.
I don't know what he's on.
I was
going
to join in. Oh, no.
Isn't she lucky?
I don't know.
It's a classic.
No. It's a great song. Anyway, that's my top five. Not top five, that's the last five.
Usually, my top five would be all country.
What kind of... Because I like...
All country is in...
American country music.
You know what? The thing is, American country music is fucking great when you listen to it, but then I don't know that many people that are, like, actually I don't listen to it that much, but like
that would be all I listen to. I love watching the music channels 373, every single day.
Yeah. Is that a
country? What's that country song I'm thinking of? Rock Me Baby Like a Wagon Wheel.
Oh, a bit of Darius Rucker.
I love it.
Oh, I've heard that one.
Yeah,
one of my mates, he lived in Australia for like 6 months or a year. So he was out in the outback and he used to just buzz off that.
Oh,
all that sort
song.
Of stuff. Yeah.
But it's all that kind of stuff. I love the... I love all the voices. I love that, like, deep country voice.
Yeah. And it's songs that are actually sang with actual, like, the passion and the belief in what they're singing instead of singers who are just getting songs written for them and then just singing them how...
I think this is the problem that I have with songs at the moment, and it probably why I love country music so much. I feel like when you listen to country songs, they have a story to tell.
Yeah.
They tell you a story.
Like the whole Bradley Cooper thing, the way he sings is in A Star Is Born is brilliant.
Yeah, you can really, like, I love the Dixie Chicks. And they're really brilliant. And if you listen to their whole album, you get, like, a whole story. Each song is like a mini... Like, I always say, one of the songs is called Goodbye Earl. And I always say, oh, as soon as I heard that, I think, oh, I want to write a film about that.
Oh, really?
Because it's such, like, nice. It's the whole story's from start to finish. Mm. And I think, like, at the moment, you don't get that. You just get a bunch of random words that kind of rhyme that no one really knows what they mean.
Yeah.
They don't really mean anything.
One lyric that stuck with me, and I don't know what song it is, but in the song, and I lost my shit when I heard it in radio, the song was da-da-da, and it says, I don't know how many da-da-dums I can take, or... What's the song? How many da-da-dums I can take? I don't know what it is, but...
Is it like
it's a relatively new one, isn't it?
I was trying to get my head around, I don't know how many da-da-dums I can take. I'm like, what the fucking hell's a da-da-dum? And why can't you take many of them?
Yeah.
And but it's like true. You say, you don't get that.
That's what frustrates me, because I love... If I like the lyrics to a song, I will like the song.
Yeah.
I'm very lyrics. I like to feel it and know what they're singing about and know. And a lot of the stuff in the charts now, it's literally just a beat and them going.
Talking about grinding on each other.
Yeah, and I'm just like, that doesn't.
Getting girls in the club. And...
Yeah, it doesn't do anything for me at all. Like, I want to know what they're singing about, what the.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
You want
the
story, don't you? Like, because my sort of if my go-to kind of genre of music's hip-hop.
Yeah.
And for that, it's not like, not the new stuff that's out now,
we're
like mumble rap or anything.
Clan.
I'm talking, like Wu-Tang Clan, even like NWA. Like, I love old-school hip-hop, and it's because the same thing. Like, I know some people will listen
to
it and go, but the songs are telling so much of a story. And, you know, like, even like Eminem, people like that, you know, there's a story there. There's in pretty much every track. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yeah. They've done the mainstream stuff to get that, like, you know, the following.
Like
not the sellout music, but if you can get that recognition, then from that one poppy song,
people might delve into
and see what you're about.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm with you, because like I say, I wouldn't sit. I don't think and listen to country music. Just like I wouldn't think, oh, Google it, but put Spotify, put it on. But when I have listened to it, it is that. It is, you know, the telling a story and it paints a picture. It's like, it's escapism in it, music.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you can listen to country and western and escape to, you know, America or wherever, then that's the same reason I do. You know, I listen to hip-hop or whatever and I escape to wherever these guys are painting a picture of or whatever. And it's
absolutely.
Yeah, do you find, like, do you... Because I do, like... as evident through my top five thing there, do you find as well you listen to, like, the mute... Like, I used to say, I don't think there's been a good year in music since 2003, 2004. I was, like, 13, 14. I still listen to all the same music a lot that I listened to at 13, 14.
90s boy bands.
Yeah, I love a bit of Boyzone and stuff like that.
I went to see Boyzone the other week.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yeah, in Hull.
Like, yeah, you do not understand how happy I am that Westlife are doing a reunion.
Yeah, are you? Yeah.
Like, I love Westlife.
Oh, really?
More than anything.
Have you ever met any of them?
The entire world. No, but that is my dream.
Oh, really?
All I want to do is just meet Westlife.
Oh.
I love them so much. I don't know.
Is this week's podcast surprise?
I always think about that. You know, I always think, oh my God, what would I do if I met Westlife?
Mm. Have you ever been starstruck?
I mean,
You started acting really young, didn't you?
Yeah, mm. yeah. I started when I was 11.
Was Shameless your first?
Well, I did a state of play before that mm. was on the BBC, because I got into acting completely randomly.
Mm-hmm.
My older brother, he's always done acting, and he did a lot as a child actor. He worked on quite a lot.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, me and my two brothers do, actually. My older brother and my younger brother were all actors.
Oh, okay.
So my older brother got a part in State of Play, playing David Morrissey's son. So that was fine, that was great. And they'd rang his agent, and his agent got in touch with him and said, oh, they haven't cast for a little sister yet, they're still looking, just in conversation. And he said, oh, well, I've got a little sister who does acting.
Oh, nice.
And I hadn't done anything before. And they said, okay, well, what we'll send someone up to Manchester with the camera, and we'll audition you both together, and we'll see how it goes. So we auditioned together, wow. and I got the part.
So you were 11?
So I was 10 at this point. So me and Charlie played brother and sister in that, and that was great, that was brilliant. Because I did Irish dancing. Yeah. I've done it since I was 3 years old, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
Wow.
I've travelled all over doing Irish dancing. So I did that with Charlie, and I thought, oh yeah, that was great. Never really, I think because I was so young as well, never entered my head that this is what I wanted to do.
Yeah,
this was just like, 10, oh, yeah.
11,
yeah, said, oh,
I still
a great
don't know
time.
If it's what I want to do.
Exactly, yeah. So I thought, oh, yeah, I had a great time, yeah, that was it, back to my dancing, back to whatever. And then it was the writer who wrote State of Play, Paul Abbott, wrote Shameless.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, I'm writing this new thing, I would like you to come and audition for it. So I was like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Cool. Didn't know what was going on, really. Yeah. Just like, yeah, that's fine. Went and auditioned for it, and then sort of the rest is kind of history. Oh, so
nice.
It's such a brilliant series, though. And we've had, Kieran on, was our first guest?
Kieran Griffiths was our first guest.
Amazing.
Sally Carmen as well.
Sally.
Yeah. Oh,
I love Sally. I mean, it's such an amazing... I rewatched it all, sort of. I think it was last year I rewatched it all. So brilliant.
Yeah,
there's nothing like that. Anymore.
No, there isn't, like,
no one would dare make
like
it anymore.
Anymore.
No one would dare make that anymore.
It's very true, actually.
They're making it in the States, aren't they? Like that.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
No,
is
it's
it?
Not. See, yeah, the first episode was exactly the same, wasn't it?
Yeah. I see, I haven't watched it, but I have watched the first episode, and it was so strange to watch.
Yeah. Who plays your character in it?
Because
I was talking to someone the other day about it, and saying like that must be strange.
Yeah.
That there's someone that.
Yeah,
it
wasn't even so much that, it was the, because I thought, oh, I'll give it a go and see what it's like. And I watched the first episode, and it was word for word exactly
the
same.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they didn't change anything in the script. And it was just, I think because I was, you get so used to the characters that you've worked with for 6 years.
Yeah.
And then the certain way that we did it. And you're just going, oh, this is so weird. Like, this is word for word exactly the same. And I just thought, oh, God, this is weird.
Yeah.
And I know, obviously, now they've evolved it and changed it, and they've got their own storylines and everything going on.
Yeah.
So I probably should have stuck with it.
But
it just creeped me out so much.
Yeah,
I was like,
I bet.
Oh, my God, this is exactly, like,
God, imagine,
they're doing exactly what we did.
Imagine if they did, like, This Is America.
Yeah,
like, Indra gets to play me. I don't think there's any Americans with teeth like me, is there? They've all got really good teeth. Fucking still trying to cast that main kid.
The glossy version.
Yeah, oh. God.
Fucking hell. Jonah Hill's gadget.
Shia LaBeouf comes in and that. Yeah, no, it must have been weird, but anyway, we've completely gone off.
No, it's
gone
fine.
Off there,
we
but,
do.
Yeah, see, music, God.
Yeah, like I say, like I used to, as a kid, so my dad is like 80s music, and that's all he listened to. And when I was a kid, I used to play, like, I used to have my music on, hip hop or whatever. And if we went on like family road trips or whatever, I'd be like, Dad, come on, turn this off, it's crap, let's put this on. And at least put the radio on or whatever. Mm. And I never understood, I used to be like, oh, I never want to be like that. I always want to be listening to what's cool and what's on now.
Yeah.
And now I'm 28, like, literally. My missus will have the radio
I'm
on.
Praying that you don't put NWA on for Phoebe. In the car.
Not NWA. I play her some stuff. I played her.
Saint Clair, no, not in the fuck with.
When was it? I did it on Instagram a while back. I played Brenda's Got a Baby by Tupac.
All right.
And it's.
It's a story about, I think she's 13 or something, and she has a baby thingy. It's a great story piece. And I just had it on. My little girl was about 3 at the time. So I knew she didn't get the lyrics, whatever. Yeah. But then after it, I can't remember what she said, but she said something like, "Where's Brenda's baby now, Daddy?" And it was just dead cute.
Imagine if you'd have played the Ten Crack Commandments.
Well, that's next year.
She's born in Wivenshaw, mate. You need to get her up to scratch. Yeah. I'm not safe now to walk around Wivenshaw. Nice one.
But I mean, I used to proper give my dad stick about it, and still do, really. But yeah, like now, like I genuinely couldn't tell you what's in the charts because I'm on Spotify. No.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what's in the charts.
The only reason I could is through, like, knowing if I'm driving to the gym quick or just driving to work or just driving here, instead of like faffing through my phone, I'll just bang the radio. I do Kistery.
I'll see smooth radio all the way.
Yeah, we have Smooth on, or we have it's not called Capital. Yeah, it's called Capital.
We
have Capital on in the mornings if we do, like, we're doing the school run, because my wife still kind of does listen to a bit of chart, so we will. But like, yeah, it's just, I just don't get some of it. No. It's just noise. It's just overplayed now.
Star Is Born. Jesus, I love it, but it's on every fucking...
Yeah.
And you can put it on Capital, you can go, oh, Star Is Born's playing, it's good, I like that, but I'll just see what's on Radio 1. A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
I'll just see what's on Lynx FM sometimes you can go on and it's on 4 or 5 different stations at the same time. It's like...
The Ariana Grande song, is it Thank You Next? Exactly. I've just got blank looks. There is an Ariana.
I'm bored now. Break up with my ex.
No, there's one.
I have heard Thank You Next. Yeah.
So that literally, I don't think it has recently, but we
just
used to
in
get,
case she's listening, she can have me whenever she likes.
Ariana, you can come on as a guest. We'd get to the same spot on the school run every morning, every Monday to Friday morning. And that song would be on at the same spot.
Yeah.
That's how lazy, I think. And I don't think it's the radio DJs.
Kel Spellman.
I think it's like they have to play or like that song because it's what, you know what I mean? But yeah.
It's mad. It's mad how it's all, everything's so overplayed because you, like, George Ezra Shotgun, love that song, but it's on all the time. And now I'm like, ugh.
But then again, I think it was when we were younger. This is what I mean, because this is what I'm fighting with inside all the time. I remember... Nelly and Kelly, remember Dilemma? That was played too much. I mean, it's a tune, but do you know what I mean? It's always been that way, but when you're younger, you love it.
Yeah.
I remember, up until probably about 2018, I listened to everything in the charts. Mm. I'm thinking, but what's like, the last kind of time I remember like proper being listening to the charts all the time was, what's it called? Stop. Pay attention and listen. We're trying to get this all in one take.
Tiny Temper.
That's the last time I remember listening to the chart.
Yeah, Tiny Temper's sick.
Yeah.
But that was probably about 10 years ago now. And when I was 18, and then as soon as I got into my 20s, it was like...
Do you love live music?
I love live music.
Do you love going to gigs?
I love going to gigs. It's probably one of my favourite things to do ever.
What's the last gig you went to?
The last gig I went to was actually Hanson.
Oh, was it?
So sick. Me and my older brother, every single year, it's just a thing that we do together, we go and see Hanson.
Yeah. Every year? Hanson play a gig every year?
You are missing out.
Don't judge me.
What, in the UK?
Don't judge me. Who's Hanson?
What?
I love it.
Let me just pull you on this, Rebecca. I love that you started this chat by saying something along the lines of, there's no real lyrics anymore. It's literally just like words. And you go and see the fucking inventors of bop, a dippy dop, a do wop, a do wop, a do.
What about the...
But the other songs have really good stories. Yeah.
What about the Witch Doctor? Can you remember that?
Oh, that was an old song.
Give us a magic word.
Aqua.
Ting tang. Yeah, nothing's changed.
It's a Rugrats movie, that. But no, so I just need to... So Hanson...
Yeah.
Play a gig in the UK every year.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. They come to Manchester.
Every year?
Yeah, more or less every year. We went to London to see them And they were brilliant. Yeah, they played at the Apollo, they played at the Bridgewater Hall, they had like an orchestral version.
Oh, wow.
Of Hanson. Wow. You're really missing out, guys.
That's
you really
amazing.
Are. That was the last one I
What was I the saw. First gig that you ever went to?
First gig that I ever went to was Steps.
Steps? Oh, wow, that's a good Steps. Good
show. How old would you have been?
Maybe about 14, I would say.
Oh, right.
So you was 14, you went to a Steps gig. And so that would have been when Shameless was massive.
Yeah.
What was that like for you at a Steps gig?
Because
I think you can go to a gig that's sort of, not your audience, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People who go to Steps might not necessarily.
It was fine. I think I became like oblivious to it all.
Yeah.
In a weird sort of way.
Yeah.
I think like it sounds
really
stupid.
And when you're
stupid.
A kid, you're just like.
Because I was so young, I can't. And this sounds stupid to say, but it kind of becomes normal.
Yeah, it does. It does. When you're from, I was 13 when I started.
And like if people come up and ask you for a picture. Or talk to you and go, oh, and you're so young and you're just like, oh, yeah. And you just think it's kind of normal and just, it happens all the time, so it's not really
But it's such a, I mean, it's not a shame, but it's like, you know, if I've been, to, like, I went to, because I was so young when This Is England started, I was really into the Stone Roses from a young age.
Yeah.
So I'd love to go, like, I went to see the Stone Roses, but that's the, probably 90% of the people who go to a Stone Roses gig probably would have seen This Is England.
Yes.
So it's like you're there and say if, I don't know, I want to be a Doors mid-belter and then someone comes up and grabs you, you're like, oh, I just want to enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But going to gigs is probably my most favourite thing.
I don't go to enough, but I do love going to a gig.
I love last-minute gigs. You know when you're like, when you're sat there on a Friday afternoon and you're thinking, oh, fuck all on tonight. I did it the other week. And went to the Streets in Sheffield.
Yeah.
And we was just, sat there Friday afternoon and was like, oh, I ain't got nothing on. He said, fuck it, we're getting in the car, we're off to the Streets.
I love that. Best night. Do you know, Spotify is really good for that because when you listen to music, like I was listening to Mumford & Sons.
I love them.
So then I got an email from Spotify saying, oh, I know because you listen to Mumford & Sons, just to let you know, they're in Manchester on this sort of day.
Oh, really?
And they're playing.
Oh,
nice. So a lot of my gigs that I've gone to is because...
Spotify,
so it's like no, you've listened to a couple of songs of these.
And because Alexa's listening to you.
And of course. So, a lot of the time I'm going, because I don't realise, because I don't go and search them. So that's really good, and I'll go, oh, yeah, I really want to see them.
That is good. I've never noticed that.
So I book a lot of tickets because of that.
And I've never had an email from Spotify saying that because you listen to some.
Yeah, I've had it.
And Spotify's the only one thing out of all the things that I've got that I do pay for. My Netflix and that, I just use somebody else's, but... Yeah, I've never had anything.
You get them every now and again, Did you get the recap thing? You see that? That was
cool at
the end of the
best
year.
Of 2018. Oh,
yes.
I love that.
That was cool.
You get some gems.
Who was
your
number one? Was it mostly country stuff?
Mostly country stuff. Yeah, it'll be country stuff. Or if I get obsessed with like a film that's come out, The Greatest Showman.
Oh yeah,
obsessed with
The Greatest Showman.
Play it on.
Did you say The Greatest Showman?
The Greatest Showman.
I said The Greatest Showman.
The Greatest Showman. Oh, see now.
The Greatest Showman. That sounds proper, Matt. It was The Greatest Showman. Honestly, man. That for me, mine was like, because everyone kept putting pictures up. That was all like cool. Like, oh, I've been listening to this. And like some of mine was like one of like I think my top one was like The Beatles. I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. But then the second one was like Frozen. Moana, Greatest Showman, because I've got my little girl, and then me wife listens to it, so it's like Ed Sheeran, and I was like, oh, I can't play this guy, I can't play
Ed Sheeran's cool, though.
I love Ed Sheeran.
He's one of the sort of recent pop stars. Well, he's a pop star, he's the biggest pop star in the world.
Oh my God.
But I like his albums.
His albums. You can listen to them top to bottom.
Yeah, love them.
And every single song will be... amazing.
Yeah, and you get the odd other one, like Tom Grennan. I think he's amazing.
Never seen Tomo look, and bear in mind I was at Tomo's wedding. I have never seen Tomo look at someone with so much love for his little face.
It's so
weird. We were in Kendall Calling and we were watching We were, well, I was going to say we were watching Tom Grennan then. We weren't watching Tom Grennan. We were watching Tomo watch Tom Grennan.
Oh,
me and my wife were just got like just staring at this little face of his, of Thomas Turgis.
It's such a weird thing because we are going to get Tom on the podcast. I've spoken to him.
Yeah.
And like, because we've been texting and he's not much of a texter. And he messaged me.
You sound like he's a really annoyed girlfriend.
No, I sound like a stalker.
Text
me
back.
No. But what happened is we were talking about doing a podcast, and I sent him my number, and he'd seen it but didn't reply for a couple of days. And then I was driving home, and my phone rang, and it was just a number, and I was like, "Hello," and he was like, "Yeah, what's happening, brother? It's Tom." And I was like, "It's Tom Grennan. But it's I get like that, like a buzz off him. So he was the top of mine. I think
he's cool. Like, I enjoyed that because I'd never really heard of him much until we watched him. Yeah. He was really good. He was really. Who was your first gig?
First gig was with you. Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, was that your first gig?
Yeah.
I went to see the
Arctic Monkeys at the Old Trafford Cricket Ground.
It was like when they first came out, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they was massive at this point. I'd never been to a gig, and This Is England had just come out. And I was this little kid, still had me bald head. And I was
they had
my
pictures
dad.
Of us up on the thing, didn't they? Because they kind of owned, they worked with Warp a lot.
Who managed them
like
at some point. Yeah. So we went there and we had a box. And me and my dad, and you and your dad.
He was
like, "Oh, fuck being in this box, it's boring. We want to be in the crowd."
Yeah.
So this is when, like, I don't know, like, "Bet You Look Good on a Dance Floor" had just come on.
Yeah.
And him and my dad, Andy and my dad, sort of looked at me and said, "Oh, I want to go crowd surfing, Dad."
Imagine Tomo, like, just after This Is England. You were about 14, but you looked about four.
Yeah.
And
I want to go crowd surfing. Said, "Pick me up." But fucking straight, that like, I ended up gone. And then my dad and Andy just looked at each other and was like, "Oh my fucking God."
We instantly realised what we'd done. We instantly realised we'd sent 4-year-old looking Tomo.
Yeah.
Away in a crowd in a city he'd never really been to,
and I was stood from me to you watching the Arctic Monkeys at 14. I was like, "This is the fucking best thing."
That was a good gig.
Love to see the Arctic Monkeys. Love the Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah, I think they've
changed a lot now, though.
Yeah, I love the older stuff, the more like raw.
The music's still good
stuff,
but I think Alex Turner's he's gone through so many different phases of Alex being Alex Turner. He could make a movie out of being Alex Turner.
Like, music artists do, though, don't they? Like, cause
especially
like,
at that level of
it's creativity,
talent.
Isn't it?
Sometimes
like, you know
I think
Bowie did it. Like,
sometimes that does annoy me a little bit because I think if they're so good at what they do and people love them,
why fix
for that sound
broken
that they have? And then they completely go and just change the whole sound and the whole... And you're just like...
Yeah.
Oh, it's not
the
same.
The last Shadow Puppets were brilliant.
Yeah.
But in a different... For a different group of people.
Yeah.
And they've gone from the indie rockers who love being at festivals, throwing cups of piss at each other. They've done that.
Yeah.
And then they've kind of gone to the whole Buddy Holly side of it, you know, gone for that kind of cool, suave.
I mean, you definitely have to like evolve and grow and move with the times.
Yeah.
I totally get that.
Yeah, I think they kind of did it in a short space of time. I think when you look at people who've done that successfully, so like the Beatles, for instance, like I'm a big Beatles fan. Like when they first came out, it was really poppy. It was really, you know, that they got all the teenagers hyped up, screaming and all that.
Yeah.
And then slowly like they changed to like, you know, they went to India and experimented with LSD and stuff like that. And then it became really hippie kind of music.
Alex Turner
and
went to Manchester and experimented with everything else.
Bowie did it. Bowie, obviously, you know what I mean? Yeah. But then some people do it like, and just, I'm with you, like Kanye West for me. Kanye West's first three albums were amazing. And now he has one song every now and again, that's all right. But then he just experiments and goes weird and does weird shit.
I think you hear some stories about him, you don't know how much the truth, but he's, I think his life's just so mad. I think his head's just like...
Crazy, it must be crazy, man. I mean, it must, like, say
I mean, he wakes up every morning, does a stretch in the mirror and just goes... I'm Kanye West.
Probably does. Probably does.
It's like it's mad. It's mad when you get to that level of fame how your head must go. And
you're just surrounded by yes men.
People, aren't you?
Yeah. You know what I mean? And again, like the three of us here having started off young, like you can be young and I really want that. All right. Do you know what I mean? Like,
that is the problem.
Yeah.
Because we're in when I worked on Shameless, my mum was a chaperone, and she was always there with me, looking after me. And it was really great because I think it kept me really grounded.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, like runners would come up. Oh, can I get you anything?
Do you want
a cup of tea? Do you want me to queue for you to get you dinner? What would you like?
Yeah.
And my mum would be like, no.
You can get.
She's got two legs. She can go and stand in the queue. And but then, you know, at a young age, kids don't realise and they go, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If they're willing to do that for me, absolutely.
Will you get me a Mars bar while you're there as well?
and then you can't, I suppose you can't really blame them or be surprised when they get to expect stuff like that to happen.
Such a good
because
way
they kind of, they're kind of creating this monster almost.
The feeding the beast.
Yeah, and then you can't blame them, that kid,
no,
as he's growing up or as she's growing up, going, well, yeah, that's sort of expected, isn't it?
Yeah,
you should do that for me because that's
what I've had done all my life. Yeah.
And that's the problem. Like, we were lucky to have someone there to go, no, she doesn't need a special car. She can go with the crew.
Yeah,
she can go
there. Although the budget for This Is England was a lot lower than Shameless, so we didn't get special cars. We was all crammed into a Micra.
I remember when we were doing rehearsals for the film, and how old were you, like 13?
Yeah.
And he just piped up, like, we're doing these rehearsals, and that's before we started filming. And I remember him going, Shane was like, what's up? He's like, I forgot my PS2. So he was like, all right, okay, well, can someone bring it down for you? He's like, oh, no, like, I could really do my PS2. So he got him a PS2. So shut up, you.
Yeah, that's getting cut. Nice one.
But no, I mean, with that, like, you can see, like, you know, like, do you remember, was it Martin Bashir documentary with Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
One bit that stuck out with me is, like, where he goes shopping. And he's just walking around like somewhere like Harrods or some mad shop, wherever it's basically like, oh, I have that and I have that. Now, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And that's like, that was the shittest impression of Michael Jackson in the world.
I was going to say.
It was really bad, that, wasn't it? It was more like Tito. But do you know what I mean? But like, you can see that that's because he started out as a child having loads of money and he could go in a shop and go,
yeah,
I want that, I want that, I want that. And he's still kind of doing it as a man.
Yeah, it's mad. My dad used to say, like, when I got paid from This Is England, it wasn't much. I mean, I was a kid, so it was like...
I thought
I was a millionaire. Yeah, I thought I was a millionaire. I went out and bought a little mini moto, bought another PlayStation, and then just treat all my mates to Chinese food most nights. That's all I did with my money.
Yeah.
But then when it was gone, it was like, right, all right, well, I've got an earn some more now then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wish I
went to more gigs as I was younger, because I didn't really get into going to gigs until I was like probably... 20, 21
oh,
maybe?
Really?
So like 16, 17, 18, 19, I didn't really do it that much.
Because obviously the music that I listened to, my mum wouldn't let me go to any gigs until I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I remember, because I loved hip-hop and that, so my mum was always a bit like, oh, I don't really want you. She didn't mind me listening to it and that, but like I remember being about, it was when Eminem first sort of came out over here, and my cousin got me a ticket for his concert, and I was about 10. And my cousin was like, oh, what'll take? My cousin was like 14 at the time, maybe a bit older. Oh, what'll take you? I was like, yeah. And my mum was like, nope, you're not going.
Didn't let you go.
She was like, no.
Fuck you,
like,
Donna.
Eminem,
fuck you.
The one with the chainsaw and the mask. Yeah, no, you're not going. Edward, what? Get him a poster. My first gig, I was 14. I went and watched The Game.
The Game at 14?
The Game at 14. And then, that was...
I really started going when I went to V Festival for the first year, and I like just got the feel of being in a crowd with, like, 10 pints on board and just loving life. And then from that, I was 18, then from that, because I hate the idea of a festival, I was like, I'm not sitting in a field for 4 days.
Yeah.
With nothing to, like, wash myself or anything like that. I was like, not for me.
Yeah.
Then I went and had the time of my life, and then just from then, I was just, like, well...
But it's not just the music, it's the whole atmosphere and the whole of being... in the middle of it all. And like Liam Gallagher played not too long ago at Old Trafford.
I had tickets to go to that. I couldn't go because I was filming.
Oh, it was brilliant.
Oh, shut up. I don't care.
Absolutely brilliant.
I know. At night, I got in the hotel and I was looking at videos and I was like...
and me and my little brother went.
Tell me how good it was.
Oh, it was... Oh, you missed it?
Because the Verve was...
No, do you know what?
Richard Ashcroft was supporting.
Dan, my fiancé, is obsessed with Richard Ashcroft.
Yeah.
Like... because he went with his friends, I went with my little brother, we were kind of separately, But after Richard Ashcroft, Dan was like, I'm done.
Really?
I'm happy. I don't care. Like,
because he was
Liam
amazing
Gallagher.
As well, wasn't he?
He loves Liam Gallagher, but he was brilliant. Like, he was just phenomenal. And it's just that atmosphere and everyone being there for the same person and being just really excited and just, it's just a whole feeling. He was absolutely brilliant.
And he did Champagne Supernova, didn't he? He's never done on his own as a solo.
Yeah,
I watched it and I think I was on the tube in London and literally I was watching it and I nearly had tears in my eyes. I was like, I started to resent my job. I was like, I'm fucking fuming that I'm doing this amazing film, working with amazing people, earning money, and I was like, but I could have been at Liam Gallagher, pissed up with my mates. I was like, fuck.
Because the Cortinas are coming to Heaton Park
for Neighbourhood Weekender.
It's just a gig.
Oh, is it just for them?
They're coming to Heaton Park. I think it's just after Parklife.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. We've got tickets to go. My little brother's got tickets to go. He loves them. And not even thinking, we booked a holiday.
Oh, no.
At the same time. And
don't go on holiday.
Right. And my little brother, we like broke the news to him because we knew he'd be like absolutely gutted. We were like, you know, like you booked tickets for Cortinas. Well, we're actually on holiday when they come.
Jack's Where's the holiday? Can you get a flight back and back?
Oh, Jack's already coming back. He's like, no, I'm not missing them. I was like, Jack, you have seen them, like, we have seen them, like, 8 times.
It's amazing what
and
music...
And I'm sure, like, they will come back again.
Yeah, like, of course.
You will see them.
Well, they're at Kendall Calling and...
Jack's like, no, I'm coming back, that's it,
So he's flying home early from the holiday.
That's what he intends to do.
Oh, my God. It's amazing what music does do to you. Like, I never think how much I hate my job. But I genuinely, on that tube, I was fuming. I was like, I was dead pissed off that I'd been given a part in a film. That couldn't be watching Liam Gallagher. It's like, it's amazing what it does and how exciting it is knowing that you've got a great summer of music coming up. What else have you got much planned for the summer?
I've got 2 Westlife concerts because going once obviously isn't enough.
No.
So I'm going twice.
You've got Spice Girls in Manchester as well?
No.
This might
be controversial. I love the Spice Girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love them. Back in the day.
I wonder what that tour's going to be like though.
I honestly did love them. I wanted to be Sporty Spice.
Yeah, you do Sporty,
was
you?
I
was Baby Spice.
Oh, I can see that, definitely.
And their pigtails.
I absolutely loved them, but I kind of think they should have just stayed in the 90s.
He texted me.
No,
and we've heard this on the podcast before, so if you want to turn it off for 30 seconds and have a piss, then go do that. He texted me saying, right, Tomo, London, 18th of June, shall we go and see the Spice Girls with the women? And I texted him back saying, if you ever fucking text me,
I rang him
saying, if you ever ask me anything like that again, I'm going to block your number. Like, I don't want to go see the Spice Girls.
I think
that tour's going to be... I mean, if they're listening, then I'm sorry, but I can't see it being a good tour.
I used to run down the stairs. My mum used to call me, Rebecca, Spice Girls are on the TV. And, you'd never see me move so fast.
I was
right in front of the TV. So I loved them. I think they were really brilliant. But I don't know.
Westlife then? Because you could say the same thing with Westlife.
No one can say.
You're gonna get kicked out in a minute, Andy. Shut up.
I don't know what it is. I get what you say. You could go out. Yeah, you know, get me words out. Come back to like an afters, like you could go back to someone's house or whatever after night out, and you could get out. You could put Westlife on the Alexa.
Yeah.
I think if you put Spice Girls on, you get looks, wouldn't you?
If you was you out could put, you put Westlife on, Spice Girls on afters. Jeez, it's get lynched.
I mean, like, not like if, really.
But I think Spice Girls, like, stopped. Come on.
No, well, I'm just saying how it is.
Don't be mean to
my I'm just saying how it is. If you put that on at afters, God, Jesus.
No, but I think what it is, I just love Westlife, so I'm going to be like, Westlife's amazing. But they've kind of kept it going throughout all the years. They've kind of
their music
been there
stayed.
Bringing songs out.
Yeah.
Spice Girls, like, just stopped. Like, after sort of noughties, like,
they
kind of broke up and you never really heard from them. They've got, like, iconic classic songs that, like, you know...
Yeah, greatest hits album.
Everyone will be like, oh, Spice Spice Girls dance lingerie, just not in Grimsby, which I love.
Just not in Grimsby. Now, what about afters? Yeah, if it's on a night out, maybe, but like, you don't get back to someone's kitchen party and then put Spice Girls on.
Yeah, but like, I mean more like when everyone's singing. Do you know what I mean? When it's one of them nights when everyone's like, oh, put a song and let's sing.
I ain't got a fucking clue what you mean. No, just not feeling it, mate.
With the wife and that, do you know, I mean, not me like that.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got Spice Girls, not Spice Girls,
yeah,
Westlife,
so I've got
twice.
Westlife twice. Westlife twice. I'm going to see a guy called Chris Young, who's a country artist. He's coming to Manchester, which I'm really excited about. Who else have I got to see? So every single year I go to, it's called Country to Country. And yeah. It's at the O2 Arena in London, and it's on for... It used to be on for 2 nights, it's on for 3 nights. And every single night they have like 4 like really huge country stars.
Oh, like that thing that we're doing in Leeds. We'll get onto that after, go on.
And it's like who you would never really get to see because they never really come over here now. Although it's getting the country music now is getting such a big following.
Yeah.
That I think they've realised over there, they're like, oh, we've got quite a good following. So they're all starting to slowly come.
Mm.
Now, but every year they do, yeah, it's called Country to Country, and it's basically like a country music festival at the O2, and yeah. you just get, each night you get 4, like, huge artists that do, like, a full show. Oh, yeah. So it's, like, it starts from, like, 3 o'clock, and they just come on one after the other.
Wow.
And it's, and now they do it, they used to just do it in the O2 at London, but now it's got so big they do it in Dublin, and they do it in Scotland as well, Glasgow, I think.
Yeah.
So it's getting like it's getting a really big following, and it's really amazing. And I've seen artists I never thought I would see.
Who's the biggest artist you reckon you'd seen?
Who's the biggest artist?
Oh, like a few
I've
of the
seen.
Big ones.
I've seen the Dixie Chicks, okay. Reba McEntire, Zac Brown Band. I mean, these are all people probably won't even. Realise who they are, Darius Rucker, Chris Young.
And out of curiosity, I saw recently that Ariana Grande tickets was £90, £100 or something.
Yeah.
What are the ticket prices for that? Is it Darius Rucker?
Yeah.
What would he, if he was doing his own show at, I don't know, at the MEN?
So he was just playing at I went to see him not too long ago at the Albert Hall.
Yeah.
And I'd say they're about £35-40 ticket.
Yeah.
And I think if you went to see, like, you get, I don't know, like a Jake Bugg or Lewis Capaldi or anything like that, you're talking probably the same, £25-30.
Yeah.
And then when you get to that level of stardom, it's like they're going to bigger arenas.
Yeah.
So you've 5, 6, 7 times the capacity.
Yeah.
Yet you're doubling the price ticket.
I think there's only certain ones that I would really pay a lot of money to go and
see. Who would you pay a lot of money to go
like
see?
I have paid a lot of money to go and see Stevie Wonder. He is just like my hero. I think he's like phenomenal.
Yeah,
so I will pay.
Yeah.
You don't get artists like that anymore.
No.
Yeah.
Like Mumford and Sons, would you pay to go see them? A lot of money?
Yeah.
I think they're very different. I think they're...
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine, like, I love them and listen to them quite a lot. I can imagine them putting on an amazing
show. A brilliant
show.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'd love going to see a gig and the way it makes you feel when you come out.
Yeah.
It's almost like euphoric. You just feel like, oh my God.
You want a show. You want...
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, but I'm a big fan of... I mean, I've been to shows like Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
It's him and his guitar. And it's like amazing.
Phenomenal. I don't know how he does it.
I know, it's brilliant. But then I've been to see... not against my will, but Charlotte said I really want to go see Pink, and she was at Fee Festival, and I was like, oh, I'm not that bothered. Like, she's got a great couple of songs, but I'm not that bothered. And she came, and we went, and she came out, and she was flying around the crowd, and her voice was amazing, and her songs, and she got in, and I was like, wow, yeah, that was actually.
And you find like a new sort of respect for the
and we're off
people.
To see her at Wembley in June, I think it is.
Yeah,
that was quite a lot of money, but because you enjoy it so much, you sort of don't mind it.
We did that with Beyonce at V, like we went to V one year, Beyonce was on, and I'm not the biggest. I like some of the songs. I used to like Destiny's Child. I like some of Beyonce's songs. Obviously, I'm a big Jay-Z fan, so the stuff they've done together and that. I know Beyonce songs because they're always
everyone knows Beyonce.
But like I wasn't really, I was like, oh yeah, okay, we'll go and watch that. Like I wasn't really mad bothered. But then she put on such a show. Like she was like walking off stage, coming back on stage in like a random new outfit, and you're like, whoa, like she got on stage and she earned the money. For me, she earned the money, like it was like she performed,
Yeah.
You know,
put on a show where I've been to some gigs and you're just like...
It was in one of them.
I don't think you get that anymore, though. You don't really get that. The ones that are with established the with the new artists, they come with a song that's really catchy. That you don't really get that showmanship. You don't really get that.
You need the raw. I think there's raw talent. Again, Tom Grennan, I think, is a raw talent. And, I think Dermot Kennedy is brilliant as well. There's a lot of. Brilliant. Jerry Cinnamon, do you know Jerry Cinnamon?
Yes, I like him.
So he's very Scottish. In some of his songs, you can't really understand what he's saying. But he started in Glasgow, I think, and he got this big, massive Glaswegian following.
Yeah.
Then that went on to Aberdeen, then that went to here, and then suddenly the whole Scotland love him. Then he came and did a festival, was it Transmit or something like that? And he just like, I think everyone in Scotland must go to that gig.
Yeah.
And it just blew up, and now he's like the next big thing.
Oh, wicked.
Because it's just him and his guitar, and when he's singing, like I've watched a lot of his YouTube videos, but he's singing with passion and he wants to be singing, and he's not just there for the sake of it, do you know what I mean? And he means what he's saying.
Yeah, which is why he gets so drawn in.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, because he means what he's saying. So I think it's a big thing now.
Yeah, going back to what you said. Earlier, like the main reason for you not enjoying in chart music is because it is just rehashed. You don't feel like they're because even like some of the best songs that you've ever heard in your life, probably from like artists, like they might not have written them or whatever, but like now, like there's just no story, there's no soul in it, there's no
substance,
is there? Yeah, it's just literally noise, I guess, now.
Yeah,
and is it, I guess, my question is, do you think it's because you're getting older? Do you reckon if you were 15 now, you'd love chart music still?
I mean, yeah, possibly, because at 15, I did love chart music.
Yeah, did you? Yeah.
What was the chart music when we was 15? What would it have been?
I reckon we're talking like, it was a load of sort of, when we...
It would have been like Tiny Temper and...
Yeah, just maybe before.
Example, maybe.
Yeah, a bit of Example.
Love
50 Cent, people like that, I guess.
So what would it have been when I was 15? It would have been about 2005, 2003, 2005.
No, so you'd be 15, 2005, 2006, innit? So 2006,
So who's...
Artie
who
Monkeys
was number one
coming
in
out
2006?
Let's have a look.
Yeah, Alexander's. We don't need to think anymore. No, right. Who was number one in 2006, September? There we go. Shakira and Wyclef Jean.
Oh, what a tune.
What's the song called?
Hips Don't Lie.
Yeah.
And then you've got Deja Vu with Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Wait, did you Google 2006
in it?
Yeah, I nearly Googled 2016.
Yeah.
Would the Black Eyed Peas be?
Black Eyed Peas was massive.
Yeah, man. I remember they re-released Where Is The Love last year, and... I fell in love with it all over again.
Yeah.
They had other people come and sing with it and stuff. But yeah, I guess I could sit there and I could Spotify, and I often do, mid-noughties.
Yeah.
And I'll sit there listening to it, and every track, even tracks I didn't like when I was that age, I'll be like, love it, what a tune.
Yeah.
Why I didn't like this. And I do think that with your subjects, I think it is like, because I'm the same as you.
Yeah.
I think it is an age thing. I think
what
you think is cool
it's
isn't
nostalgia
what
nostalgia as well. Like you hear these songs and you're like, oh, that was a good time. I love that. And I'm the same as you. Sometimes I think I didn't like this song, and now why did I like this song? It takes you back, and you always think of like a happier time. You always think, oh, that was a great time, and you really associate that with music.
Yeah.
Will you put that into when you and Dan have kids? So when you and Dan have kids, you're going to be playing, like, I don't know, your Beyonce or anything that's your country and Western music.
Yeah,
so that for
another
generation is safe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think with me, I think Oasis, Stone Roses, Happy Mondays and Madness and all that, in my family, safe for another generation.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going
to... Because you're going to play them to your kids.
Like, my mum used to listen to Happy Hardcore, like... all kinds of random.
I remember that when you played
happy
hardcore. I want to be a hippie and I want to get stoned.
All that happy hardcore music, which to me, like, I do love, and I'll still enjoy listening to it till I'm old, but it's not the kind of music that I love.
Yeah.
But that will get passed down to my kids, and then hopefully they'll be the same. And then,
Yeah, I mean, I think we're getting really deep now, so we should maybe end it. thank you, Rebecca. It's been absolutely amazing.
It's been a great chat, that.
Yeah, it's been a good one. Yeah. One hour and 7 minutes. Thanks, guys. See you next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The secret to visibly firmer, summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil, clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dull, dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Rich yet never greasy, Andaria Algae Body Oil is formulated with sustainably sourced seaweed to help replenish the skin's moisture barrier and 7 nourishing active botanical oils for results you can see and feel all over. The best part? Its signature scent. A blend of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin transports you to sun-kissed summer days. This all-natural scent is unforgettable. Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code GLOW.
Outro for Rebecca. Here we go. We're on.
We're doing it.
Now I'm fully involved in it.
Yeah, surprise.
Sorry, I press all the buttons and someone just looks at me like, yeah. Yeah, again, like we said at the top of the podcast, could have carried on that.
Yeah,
that
it could have gone on for a lot longer, that chat, couldn't it?
It's like, there's been a few, aren't there? I think Jessica Ellis...
We could have sat there all day.
Again, and I think we had to split that over two because of that reason.
Dave Allen was great.
We could have sat there all day. There's people that we don't know. Like, they're the ones that... The people that we do know and we go meet, like Sean last week or Stephen Graham. They're the ones that obviously we chat because we've had chats before with them and stuff, but, you know,
people like
Rebecca, who you've only met once and I've never met, like... And Jess as well. None of us had met Jess Ellis. Yeah. They're the ones that always surprise me because, like you say, like we just get on instantly and we're just chatting.
Because we're all sort of working class, you know, creatives in a way, actors and whatnot. And if you haven't listened to any of the other ones, if you are just joining us from Series 2, then there's a ridiculous amount of brilliant episodes with Stephen Graham.
Yeah.
Heavyweight boxer David Allen, and John McClure, Remnant and Makers, and some brilliant people who we've been fans of for years.
Yeah.
And then somehow we've managed to wangle a chat with them on the podcast for the pleasure of your ears. So we are quite lucky. And again, Rebecca was up there with another favourite of mine. I sent her just a nice little message last night just saying thank you. And it was nice to have just an honest chat that we all feel so passionate about.
Yeah, definitely. Like I say, they do always surprise me because I get not nervous going into to someone new who I don't know, but it's always a bit of like, oh, but then I've never come away going, oh, I don't know about that. Like, they've always been good. And again, yeah, go and listen to the back catalogue there. We always say this, but if there's a subject you don't know, or there's a person you don't know, still listen, because yeah. 9 times out of 10 you'll probably enjoy it still.
You still enjoy it.
It's
yeah.
a good chat. Yeah. We won't put shit out.
It's funny, isn't it, when we're thinking of guests and we're thinking, oh, what if we might not be able to have them because not everyone will know they are. But that's the beauty of this, is they're coming on with these subjects
yep.
That people will relate to and people will listen to.
Yeah.
And we're getting on the guests who we love. And let us know on Twitter and Instagram as well if there's anyone who you know wanna hear on the podcast with us, you know.
Yeah, tag them in,
see if they're interested in, because you know, you can help us as much as we can help you. So
yeah, and that's it. Again, going back to what we said earlier, like, we want to make it our podcast. It's not just me and Tomo, it's you guys as well. We hope you do send in your songs. What was number one in your country when the day you were born? That'll be fun. Yeah. Quite interesting to see the responses that we get to that.
I've got to drive home from Grimsby. I'm going to listen to mine. Wet, pissed off all the way home.
let's do the review thing that we've started doing at the end of the podcast. You did a few last week, so it's my turn to read out a few. I'm not always going to read good reviews out. There's sometimes bad ones. So there's one here. It's Guna Hip. So I'm guessing
he's an Arsenal fan.
He's a hipster.
I already don't care.
This is pretty much going towards his comment.
Oh.
He's put, great if you want to listen to Northerners slag off London.
I'm guessing this is off the back of Georgia May Futs.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is, we don't slag off London.
Live in a city? Is it slag off city or slag off London?
Slag off London, okay. Yeah, Georgia's podcast was City Life. We did obviously touch on London quite a lot. Go back and have a listen, guys, as well. We did touch on London quite a lot, but that's because it's obviously a city that, with our job, we visit quite a lot.
Yeah. You're only ever affiliated with work, though. That's my...
Yeah. I mean, I love London. I was in London last week, went around Soho, having a nice few drinks and that, and I enjoy that. London in the sun is
amazing.
Best place to be. Last summer, me and my wife and our little girl just went and spent the day in London and... did all the little sights and that. I love seeing a little face.
It's nice.
And, you know,
it is nice.
Looking at Buckingham Palace and that. I mean...
It's so, like, I only ever affiliate London with work because I'm only ever down there for work.
Yeah.
But when I was down there filming Swimming With Men, which is available on Netflix if you want to go and watch.
Oh, I've not heard about that one. Have you never mentioned it on the podcast before?
I was down there filming Swimming With Men, and Charlotte used to come down on the weekends. And that's probably the only time that I actually thought, you know what? It was in the summer, and I actually loved London because we did all the London Zoo.
Yeah.
You know, we sat on Hyde Park. We did all this. And also nice. Winter Wonderland.
You go there love every that. Year.
We try and go every year. Yeah,
we have one in Manchester, which is pretty naff.
I can imagine it probably is. Yeah,
yeah.
But again, no, it's nothing against London. You know.
Sorry if you feel that way as well. Guna Hip.
But you are a
your city is a great city, fan. And we love it. But unfortunately, Manchester is the best city in the world,
right behind Dublin.
We've got another one from Da_Weaver.
I think
this is John Weaver, who we both know.
How do you reckon?
Possibly. So this one says, entertaining, that's the title, 5 stars is give us, already nice. Enjoying it. Love the banter and the conversations in this podcast. Love the banter and conversations this podcast gives with the guests it has on. Says it as it is with no barriers. # fucking love it with 3 thumbs up. Keep it up, lads. Get subscribing, folks. I think if you take anything away from that, it's the get subscribing, folks. Please do that. Thank you. We love all the reviews. Mm. We'll read them out.
You keep firing them in.
We're going to keep reading them out
and
at the
Instagram
end. Yeah, exactly. These at the moment we're mostly reading off. Apple Podcasts.
Off the iTunes one.
Well, it's called Apple Podcasts.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, you've got a Hawaii phone.
Yeah, I don't use iPhone anymore.
Yeah, you're on the Hawaii.
I'd say iPhones are overrated.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't miss it. I don't miss my iPhone.
Fair enough.
And your wife's just looked at me holding her Samsung, giving it... Yeah, I agree with him.
Well, again, we're tailing off now, but apparently they might... they're like banning them in America, aren't they? Well, iPhones.
Huawei's. Apparently they're all... I don't know, something to do
something
with...
something about spying or something, I don't know, I don't listen to the news.
If they want to spy on me, we were saying this yesterday to Rebecca and Dan, their Alexa kept piping up, and we were saying that phones are now spying, and yours is just piped up. They're saying that phones are spying and stuff, and I said, well, if my Alexa or my phone wants to listen to me and Charlotte moaning about her being a messy bitch, not bitch, messy cow.
Then fair play. Then and fair if you play. Do think that your Alexa's listening to you, just simply repeat, pay your taxes, Amazon.
And there goes our potential Amazon sponsor, dickhead.
That should hammer the message in. There's people starving out there. Anyway. thanks very much, guys, once again. Remember, get on the Patreon. If you can give us a bit, please do. Yeah. If you can't, don't worry about it. But we'll see you next week.
See you next time. Brilliant guests.
Next week, it's going to be an exciting one.
Definitely.
Hold on to your horses.
Yeah, hold on to your hats.
See you later.